Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. I am your host, Teron Davenport, and we are going to bring you a preview of the game. We're just going to run through the depth chart, how things look on offense and defense. And I tell you what, there's a big game tonight for a lot of guys. There's some guys that are going to be on the roster bubble, some guys that are going to need to really equip themselves as an NFL player. They're going to need to show these coaches that they could play football well enough to be in the league. So that's what we're going to do. This episode is brought to you by SeatGeek. Be sure to download the SeatGeek app and also use the promo code LOEAGLES. So just kicking it off, looking at the depth chart. Obviously, tonight is a night where you won't see too many of the starters playing. So a guy like Nelson Aguilar, Jason Peters, Jordan Matthews, Sam Bradford, these guys are not going to be playing. So we're going to look at things from a reserve depth chart side of things. And just starting off, we're going to run through the offense, looking at the wide receiver position first. You're going to have Paul Turner starting the game, and he's going to be backed up by Caleb Jones. Now, just looking at these two guys, two totally different players. Paul Turner is your guy that can bump inside, play the slot. He does have the ability to play outside as well, so you're going to get to see him play inside and outside, lining up on top of the numbers, using his shiftiness at the line of scrimmage and within his routes to get open. It's going to be a pleasure watching Paul Turner do work. He's been the most consistent receiver in training camp, and he catches everything that's thrown his way, is always, always, always in position. So that's definitely a positive for him. Looking at Caleb Jones, Caleb Jones is a bigger receiver. And I tell you what I really like about him. He uses his body really well on the outside, especially downfield. He knows how to kind of slow down and stack the defender, so to speak, and get that position on him so he can go up and get those jump balls. It's something I saw him do frequently in training camp. He had a big catch last week, a 22-yard catch, so he definitely showed up on the board. For the season, he has, I believe it's 4 catches for 45 yards, and when I say season, I'm talking about the preseason, obviously. So he's going to be someone else to watch, a big receiver. Looking at the left tackle position, you're going to have Matt Tobin and Dylan Gordon playing. Matt Tobin will probably get the start at left tackle. He's been the guy that has come in for Jason Peters when he was out. So we'll see what happens there. Dylan Gordon is really on the roster bubble. It's going to be really crucial for him to show what he could do at left tackle. He also could play right tackle, so that versatility may help him out. Looking at left guard, it's probably going to be Barrett Jones. You'll probably see him playing left guard. He's the reserve at left guard. Seumalo's out. Alan Barber, of course, is right now the right tackle with things in limbo with Lane Johnson, which means Seumalo is starting at left guard. But just looking at this particular game, this preseason game, we're looking at Barrett Jones starting. At center, you'll probably see Stefan Wisniewski. He'll be backed up by Josh Andrews. Wisniewski gives that versatility. He can play left or right guard and center. I think that's going to shore up a roster spot for him. Then at right tackle, this is going to be interesting because Doug Peterson said Lane Johnson will probably play today. So that'll be something to watch out for. When he's not in the game, you got Big V, the developmental tackle. They really have to get him going. He could possibly be the right tackle of the future, so they really need to see what they have from him. He'll have a roster spot, fifth-round draft pick, so you know he'll definitely stick around. That's Big V out of TCU. Then moving on to the tight end position, there's three guys, and these are all intriguing prospects. You got Trey Burton, a do-it-all, man. He's a Swiss Army knife in my book. I made the comparison to Aaron Hernandez on the football field, not off. We're sticking to football specifically, but he is very similar to Aaron Hernandez in that they'll use him out of the backfield, use him as slot, line him up out wide. They like to do that in the red zone, get that matchup problem. let him go up and get that jump off. They could get him against a smaller corner. But in addition to that, he's a guy that we'll see sometime just at a wing position also. You won't see him in line as much because he's not the blocking guy that a Brent Celek is. So you'll see him more playing in space, so to speak. Chris Pantel is a guy that they're using at fullback as well as tight end. He really needs to have a solid showing. I mean, at one point, this guy was considered to be the fourth tight end, and everyone was saying that they were going to carry four. I don't know if that's going to happen this year. And in addition to that, you have MJ McFarland, who could challenge, actually, Pantel for that fourth spot if they decide to do it, which, again, I don't think they're going to. But he is a guy, McFarland. I really like how quick he could get off the line of scrimmage, get into that route. He catches that slant really well, uses his big body and to break tackles. And he's someone that has very soft hands. I've been impressed with his catching ability. Moving on to the other two receiver spots, you got Josh Huff and Marcus Johnson. They'll be rotating, as well as Doriel Green Beckham and David Watford. Now, these are four guys that I really, really like. Obviously, it's no secret. I'm a big advocate of Josh Huff. You guys have heard him on this show numerous times. He's going to the sports psychologist, and he's working on that confidence. I think it's good that they have him playing tonight because this will allow him to build off of that momentum that he developed in the Colts game. And one of the things I liked in talking to him at his locker the other day was he said that I had a good game, hip, hip, hooray, but I need to build off of that. So he has the right mindset. He's confident. I'm looking forward to watching him play tonight. They're going to get him the football. They have a package for him. Now, just moving on to Marcus Johnson, this is another athletic guy, and I think it's unfortunate that he's not getting to show what he could do, but I think tonight is a good night for him to do that. He's going to get targets. They need to make sure that they incorporate him into the offense because he's a height, weight, speed specimen. Didn't get to show as much what he could do at Texas either, so this could be a sleeper, a diamond in the rough. We'll see what happens. Doriel Green Beckham, not really much you need to say about him, 6'5", 237. Could run the slant, could run the post, could run the back shoulder throws. I'm looking forward to seeing him work in the slot. I want to see them use him as a power forward in that slot position in the way that the Jets have used Brandon Marshall. So I'll be looking for that. David Watford, a converted quarterback, is another guy to look out for. He's definitely developing as a receiver. Had a touchdown. His first catch as a pro. Reminds me so much of Tony Martin, the former San Diego Charger and Atlanta Falcons receiver. So definitely I watch out for number nine. That's David Watford. At the running back position, Wendell Smallwood is probably going to be out, but he's undergoing concussion protocol. So we're looking at Kenjon Bonner and Byron Marshall. Both of these guys are dual threats. So we'll definitely see a lot from them. Quarterback, you're going to have Chase Daniel first half, McLeod Bethel-Thompson in the second half. So that's pretty much the offense. We're going to go ahead and look at the defense in a moment. But before I do, I want to just in transition bring your attention to something. The season opener is coming up. You're going to need your tickets. Be sure to download the SeatGeek app. Here's why. It's better than the other sites. A, it's mobile friendly. You get an easy experience. The ticket is delivered in the application right to you, in the app. You walk to the gate with the barcode from the SeatGeek app, and you just have it scanned. It's that easy. Then they give you a deal score. You're able to rate every ticket from 1 to 100, and it could tell you what kind of bang for your buck you're getting. So that's a good option, too. You want to make sure that you're getting a good deal. As far as the offer, we have a special one for you, my Eagles fans, my Eagles listeners. Use the promo code LOEAGLES, and you're going to get a $20 rebate on your tickets. It doesn't get better than that. When you purchase your first ticket, you're not going to see the rebate, but you'll receive it in the mail. And that's a great option. Here's the other thing. I mentioned the season opener coming. You want to make sure that you get a good price. Well, here's how you could do that. You get price alerts. You're able to sign up for that through the app. It's going to let you know what the pricing is for the event. And as they drop, as you get closer to the game, SeatGeek is going to let you know when the ticket is in your price range. Can't beat that. You absolutely cannot beat that. There is no other website that's doing that. So shout out to SeatGeek for that one. Now, moving back to the depth chart, we're going to breeze through this defense here, folks. You got Brian Braman, who has to do something at defensive end because there are too many special team specialists on this roster. They're not going to be able to keep a guy like Braman. You got Maragos and other guys that we'll get into that are specialists that, you know, have more of a part on the defense as well. Jake Metz, you're going to get to see him, number 74, the Philadelphia Soul Championship winner. So he's signed on, and he'll definitely get a shot to show what he could do. I don't think he's going to make the roster, but because it's so late. But, hey, it's a great story. He's from Souderton, so he gets to win a championship with his hometown arena team and then sign with his hometown NFL team. It doesn't get better than that. So we'll see what happens with Jake Metz. I think he's going to ball out, though. It's going to be great to see him, the local guy. Looking at D-tackle, you got Taylor Hart and Destiny Vial. These are two guys. Well, we'll talk about Vial and Chatu separately, but Taylor Hart, Bo Allen, they're going to be the starters at D-tackle. And that's if Taylor Hart is healthy enough to play. We'll see. He had the knee situation, and Bo Allen is on a trading block. He's likely going to get cut. Because you have the two young guys in Vial and Chatu. And these are two guys, man. They work together. We've had them on the show. You know how I feel about them. I'm really high on these guys. So they're able to call their own stunts and do some of the things that younger defensive tackles typically aren't given the chance to do. But it's because Coach Schwartz has trust in them. Looking at defensive end, Marcus Smith and Steven Means, these are two guys that are going to be in the rotation. There'll be a five-man defensive end rotation during the season with Marcus Smith and Steven Means at the back end of it. Watch how these guys get pressure. It is amazing how they develop that pressure coming off the edge. They like to shot out of a cannon. And, man, I tell you, they get up underneath those tackles and they drive them back. And it's a race to see who will get to the quarterback first. So watch that race, Marcus Smith and Steven Means. Moving on to the linebacker position. And, again, we're going to breeze through this because we are running out of time, folks. Najee Good, Mike Tavares. Those are two reserve guys, an outside linebacker. Najee Good, of course, will bump inside and play middle at times as well. But I think both of these guys make the roster. Tavares is very athletic. He's in the midst of getting more acclimated to dropping back into coverage. So watch how he's able to do that. When they let him rush off the edge, my goodness, he's another one that they're able to get some instant pressure with. Moving on to middle linebacker, you got Stephen Tulloch. Probably won't play as much, but you do have the local product out of Villanova and Don Cherry, the middle linebacker. He's going to do everything he can to fight for a roster spot to give them additional depth at the middle linebacker position. Moving on to the outside linebacker, the opposite one, Michael Kendricks is going to play, not because he's in the doghouse, but because they want to get him some more work. He'll be backed up by Quentin Gates, the guy who had an interception this season in the preseason so far. So he's probably going to be a practice squad guy, but he'll definitely be making a case for all across the NFL. The cornerback position, we're going to look at five guys there. Jalen Mills and Ron Brooks will probably start, or it's possible Eric Rowe will, but those are be the three at left and right corner. You'll also see Ron Brooks and Ja'Cory Shepherd rotating at the slot position. Both of these guys are really solid slot defenders. Ja'Cory Shepherd is a guy I think that could play inside and out. I'm looking forward to watching him play. Had an awesome conversation with him at his locker earlier this week. We brought that to you on, I believe it was Tuesday. So definitely go back and listen to that if you haven't. And then you have C.J. Smith, another one we talked to. And C.J. Smith is a guy, he's rising. He's rising. Malcolm Jenkins speaks very highly of him. So he's someone else to watch. We'll see if he could fight onto this roster or if not, onto a NFL roster. We'll see what happens with him. Looking at the safeties, there's four that we're looking at. Jalen Watkins is pretty much a lock to go on the roster. Blake Countess, Chris Maragos, Ed Reynolds. These are all guys that have to show. Chris Maragos, I think, is on the roster as well because it's that special teams aspect that he brings. And he's still developing as a safety. Yet another guy we talked to. You need to listen to these episodes because I'm telling you, we bring you conversations with everybody. That's just how we do. But at the same time, Ed Reynolds is someone who filled in when Malcolm Jenkins and Rodney McLeod were out. So they're both going to be looking to do what they can as well. So that pretty much wraps it up, folks. I appreciate you guys tuning in. That's your depth chart, looking at the preview of the game, just by player-by-player type of thing. So definitely be sure to continue following us. Subscribe on Audio Boom. This is where you get that real talk. Every day we bring it to you, Monday through Friday, 10 to 15 minutes. Quick hitting. I call it a one-hitter quitter. That's how we do it. So I appreciate you guys tuning in. Locked On Eagles on Audio Boom. Be sure to subscribe. In addition to that, follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. And the Eagles work that I do at theeagleswire.usatoday.com. Talk to you later. Enjoy the game tonight, folks.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.